Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. I'm speaking to you opposite the UK Parliament because the local election results have just come in. It being Friday, the 5th of May, because of course it's Thursday when elections always take place in the United Kingdom. Anyway, the election results were not good for the Conservative and Unionist Party. That was widely predicted. So there were elections in over 200 local council areas in England and Wales, Scotland and Northern Ireland later this month. As predicted, Labour has won, not quite as much as the opinion polls said. Now, opinion polls are obviously problematic because some district councils have reported that others haven't, so, you know, their patch is not quite complete just yet. Remember, it's a four-year cycle. There are local elections every year, the first Thursday of every May, but not in the same areas. The places which voted this year, 2023, last voted in 2019 or vote again in 2027. Places that had local elections in 2022 won't happen again until 2026, and so on. So in some ways we can't read too much into them because they might be results which one year happen to be held in places which a bit more Labour voting than average or a bit more Conservative voting, or where the Liberal Democrats have more of a presence than elsewhere. But anyway, opinion polls showed that Labour ahead by up to 18 points, but that was an outlier, that poll. Sort of polar polls with them ahead about 14 points ahead, and Labour tends to always perform a bit worse than that. Sir John Curtis says Labour needs to win by double digits in these local elections to be sure to form a single majority government in this forthcoming Westminster election, predicted to be held in December 2024. And so they're just about on track for that. Betting agency, whatever, sort of worked out the probability of Labour having a majority in the House of Commons next time is about 89%. And there's about 2% chance the Conservatives have a majority, and whatever is a sort of 5% chance the Conservatives will be the largest party but not have a majority, and so on. So it is looking rosy for Labour, but maybe not to quite run away with it. So the Conservatives have already lost something like 300 local council seats. The results are not yet still in, so they'll be losing more than that. The predictions of the Conservatives losing 1,000 seats, which it looks very unlikely is going to be that bad, because about 8,000 local councils were up for re-election this time. About 3,500 of them were Conservatives. Obviously, Labour, the second biggest, Liberal Democrats, a few resident associations, as in people who just formed themselves into the organisation and are not affiliated to any political party. Some independents who are not part of any organisation, not even part of a resident association. The Yorkshire Party, the Liberal Party. Those the Liberal Party are not the Liberal Democrats, because when the Social Democratic Party and the Liberal Party merged in 1988 to eventually form the Liberal Democrats, there are a few members of the Liberals who refused to merge, and they remained a distinctive Liberal Party, and that's actually still going, though it is minuscule. Even about 25 UKIP councillors faced re-election. I'm not sure if a single Reform UK councillor was standing this time. As widely predicted, Labour have done fairly well. They've gained control of a few councils. Some Conservative councils have fallen to no overall control. But it has not been as triumphant for Labour or as disastrous for the Conservatives as was slated by some. I mean, it has been a Conservative defeat. And there was this talk that these local election results would be so dreadful, there'd be a clamour to bring back Boris Johnson. That at least what he was plotting for the last few months. And that doesn't appear to be the case, although even then there are some people calling for Bojo to come back. I mean, Rishi Sunak's popularity is at -5. So he's more popular in this party. Keir Starmer's approval rating is at 10%. So how do you work out an approval rating? You take all the approves, then you subtract from the disapproves, and then you've got your approval rating. So supposing 50% of people approve of Keir Starmer, 40% disapprove. So it's 50 minus 40, that's 10%. So it's a 10% approval rating. What about the other 10% it weren't accounted for? Because some people are neutral, refuse to answer, or whatever. So it's a quite bad news for the Conservative Party, but they've managed expectations. They widely trailed this, yes, we're going to do badly. It's actually not as bad as we thought. So this is a moral victory to us. That's meant to be the response. I think who's maybe really done badly is the Liberal Democrats. They've not made significant gains. Yeah, they've won a few council seats. I think they won one, they gained one council area because, you know, in local government, there are urban district councils, county councils, borough councils, all very complicated. But they're roughly 50 councillors on any local authority. The Liberal Democrats, with the Conservative Party deeply unpopular, or with the Labour Party whose leader doesn't set the world alight, you might think this is an opportunity for the Lib Dems to gain. but they haven't really. Especially as, you know, what was used to be their unique selling point is they were the absolutely anti-Brexit party. The Remainer, or perhaps more accurately, Rejoiner sentiment has increased, that more people would rally to them. But obviously that's not an issue in the local elections. Only the UK Parliament can bring the United Kingdom back into the European Union if the EU chooses to let the UK in. That's not a local council issue, but voters don't seem to perceive it that way. They're often looking at national issues. There are local issues, like I think it was in Plymouth where the Conservative Council proposed to cut down lots of trees, and that led to a lot of people voting Lib Dem and Labour and so on. Labour's done well in the Medway towns in Kent, obviously Kent being usually a very conservative county, so that's good news for them. The Liberal Democrats have gained in North Norfolk, for example. The Conservative Party has been sort of pushed back on all fronts. The Liberal Democrats are strong in random areas of the English countryside. Lib Dem target seats are almost always Conservative held. These days, very few are Labour held at the moment. Often prosperous bits of southern England is where the Liberal Democrats are trying to nudge up the Conservative and Unionist Party. So that's it. Quite good news for Labour. They can't be as ecstatic as they pretend. It's not quite a dreadful drubbing as the Conservatives had in the mid-90s. Perhaps surprising, because in the mid-90s, the economy was at least growing steadily. Unemployment was low and falling. Inflation was very low. Yeah, but the Conservatives don't have such good news. And maybe the cynic in me thinks this timing of that 5% increase for doctors, nurses, or NHS staff came about a week before these local elections. Was that an attempt to change it? Now, turnout was very low, a little over 30%. That's partly because this new rule that came in that you had to provide some photographic ID, a passport, your driving license, some sort of over 60 entitlement card, things like that. And so some people were turned away who tried to vote. Now, this is thought to impact Labour and the Liberal Democrats more than Conservative voters. Remember, Labour always struggles to motivate its supporters to vote. Now, one thing about having lots of councillors is then the councillors are going to go and campaign next time there's a Westminster election, as into the Palace of Westminster across the river. They're not standing for it, but they are people who've been elected for that party. Often they aspire to be parliamentary candidates themselves. Because the Conservative Party, as quite a few of their councillors will have lost their council seats, will be less inclined to campaign vigorously the next time there's an election for the UK Parliament. And all the Liberal Democrats have found, obviously, if you win council wards, you can eventually win the parliamentary seat. Hard work can make a tangible difference at a local council level. So local councils are divided into wards between 6,000 and 9,000 voters, and the ward will be represented by either two or three councillors, depending on the population. So that's it from the local elections in the UK. You can see the turn of the tide, literally, not just metaphorically, as the Thames is flowing out to the sea actually quite rapidly, because, you know, it's a tidal river, it's the sea waters going in. That's why the river level rises and falls so much. There's a heavy police presence. There was a police helicopter nearby because, you know, it's the King's coronation tomorrow. So it's only now, and the Queen's funeral, that I've seen so many police around, convoys of foreign dignitaries, heads of state, coming here for the coronation. I think the First Lady of the United States, Dr. Jill Biden, was here. I think I saw her being driven in through London earlier today. Right, thank you so much for my channel. Thank you for your donations on Patreon and PayPal. Please keep them in. I urgently need them to sustain the channel. So, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. That's how you find me on PayPal. Toodaloo.